Allentown Sewing Machine.
Hey, there is Will in.
This is William.
Hey, William, it's Kyle over here with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
The Bank of Cardiff?
Yep.
Okay, that's in England.
Close. We're actually over here in California, though, so we just got the name from over there.
What's the store for funding or whatever?
Yeah, we're a business bank, so we work with business owners just like yourself. Just wanted to give you a call here. You had taken out some working capital a couple years ago. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, quite a while ago.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, that's the reason I was calling. Based off that relationship you had with them, it was pretty strong, so we were able to get you a pre-approval for some equipment and capital as well. Just wanted to touch base.
Everybody, I don't understand why you guys always tell me you're pre-approved just because you took a loan with somebody else. I don't understand how this whole thing works. I got my name on a list and you just called me. You don't know much about me except for that I got a loan and paid it, and that was it. And what happens is I get these phone calls about 20 a week, and everybody says the same exact thing, and when it comes down to it, they always say, nope, we can't do it because I'm not fitting a mold or something like that. Your normal turnaround on loans, is it a five-month loan, quick-term ACH loan? Is it a six-month term, a year term? What I'm looking for is a 2 to 3 year term at a reasonable interest rate, not 30% or 25%. If you can't do that, then I'm definitely not on the list. So, you know.
Okay. Well, to start off with, just to give you a better idea of how this works. So D&B, Dun & Bradstreet, we work with them as well as past financing you've done. And really the pre-approval comes from both those relationships. And that's really what the $250 that we gave you was kind of basically our most a really common average pre-approval that we give out over here. And it seems to be.
And I mean, I don't do $250,000 in a year in business. So it's like that's an abnormally high amount. And then when it all comes down to the paperwork, because I've applied it a few over the years, when it comes down to it, they offer you $8,000. Well, that doesn't cut it. You know, like I say, unless I can totally get enough to dig myself completely out of the hole, it doesn't do me any good to just add to it, because on the high interest rates that they charge, it's just too much and it just puts me further behind. That's what's happened to me in the past with other companies, and that's why I kind of lean away from them and everything. But, you know, if you can tell me your interest rate is 10%, well, then it's worth my while doing it or attempting to do it. But if you're only going to give me $5,000 or $10,000, that's not enough.
Okay, well, here, let me start off with this. So we really want to, we pride ourselves on developing a relationship, and we're not here just to give you money and have you stuck with payments and that sort of thing. We really want to try to see what really makes the most sense for your business to be able to make you money. So to begin, I know you're looking for a 2 to 3 year term, and that's perfect. Our capital program does just that. It goes much shorter if need be, but really from anywhere to 6 months to 3 years. Two more common, because 3 years is just a little bit harder to get depending on the different programs here.
Right.
But we have 60 different programs, probably more than that, 60 that I know of. So to give you an exact interest rate, of course, is extremely challenging. But
And I've only ever had one person come right out and tell me our interest rate is 33% approximately. I complimented him because he was the only one with, in simple terms, the balls to tell me that.
Exactly.
Most of them dance around it, and that's it.
Of course.
I don't need the dancers. I just need cut and dry. Is this possible? But if you can tell me that we can be looking under, well under 20%, because a lot of these companies call me and say, well, we can do this at a 8.75% interest and everything. Now, then they start throwing factor numbers in and things like that, and all of a sudden I'm looking at paying 30%, and I can't see that.
Of course.
It doesn't make sense.
No, that's ridiculous. That's an outrageous number. And I will tell you that, of course, we have interest rates well below 30%.
Sure.
It usually starts around 10 cents on the dollar, and that's not equivalent to 10%. It's more along the lines of a fixed payback there. So that's
right.
Definitely best
what
case scenario.
What's your average? Is there any fee for applying for it, or
no.
Is there any fee back to you when you approve it?
No. No fee along those lines. No application fee. No fees until the actual you guys have terms, you guys are looking to do numbers, and that's when we kind of laid down our fees for everything on the table, and really there are not that much at all. So, and really to, it doesn't really actually cost you much at all in terms of anything of to apply to see what you can do. We run a soft pull on your credit, so it's not really affecting your credit score. I mean, of course, there might be a fluctuation of 1 to 2 points, but that's nothing that can damage
my
you.
My score's been holding pretty much at 652, so I'm
okay.
Not terrible, I'm not great. I'm in between right
but
now.
Yeah, and that's perfect. We really have programs for all over the board, A to D, and that's to be honest with you.
My biggest problem is, I had some Band-Aid fixes with short-term loans, and to be honest, with the companies that I dealt with, I got burned a lot, and it's caused me a lot of backlog and everything. Now, my backlog is getting paid down, but not completely. So, and just got to get that. Can you hold on just a second?
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay, William from Fast Capital is on the other line. I get these calls all day long.
Okay, well, I appreciate you hearing me out, and I really do think we could do something for you over here. So if you give me just a few more minutes of your time, we can kind of dig a little bit deeper. I can ask you a couple qualifying questions and see really what we might be able to do for you, give you a little background on our programs, and then we can go from there and see what makes sense for your business.
I'm here alone, so I'm a retail shop, so I have to answer
no,
the
of course.
Stuff like that if it happens. So,
no worries. I can bear with you here. Bear with me.
I mean, I don't know anything about you guys either. I would appreciate an email from you at the end so that I can get to know your company a little bit too.
Of course.
That's usually what I do with people is I get the emails, I check out your company also, and then if it's something I think I might be able to work with or whatever, then I fill out the apps and send them in. So
okay.
That's not a problem. You know,
okay.
But, you know, I don't know what your requirements are from me. You know, that will make a difference too.
Definitely. Okay, well, to begin with, of course, you're interested in 2 to 3 year term for some capital. So how much would you thinking you'd be interested in?
I'd like to go to 50 if I could, but it will depend on the amount and everything else. I have two dilemmas that I'm in right now. One
okay.
of them is my landlord and my rent. I've gotten behind in my rent, and my landlord's working with me because we're trying to downsize the building. She's trying to show the building so that we can get a new tenant to take over my old spot. And I'm taking over a new spot that's going to be, it's actually my, I have three sections for my store.
Okay.
And I'm giving up two of them to move into the bigger section downstairs. But it's a landlocked area that she's having a hard time renting. That's why she's offering it to me. It's
okay.
going to drop my rent into a third of what I'm paying now.
Oh, wow.
But she doesn't want to do anything with the payment, change my payment, until I can get totally caught up, which is going to amount to about $20,000 to get totally caught up. So I'm paying what I can every week, but I'm end up spending $3,000 a month on rent when I could be getting it for $1,100 with this new program, but I can't get it set up until I get her paid off completely. That's how she wants to do it. So she's been working with me for like 3 years now with all this stuff. So she's been very patient, very good. I've been in this building for 23 years, so it's not like I'm looking to leave. I'm 62. I don't want to change businesses or anything like that, and I've been doing this for 40 years. So I'm kind of locked into where I am. I don't want to start a new career right now. So,
of course, yeah.
You know, it's just sewing machine business is not what it used to be. I'm in the process of changing it and altering it as I can to make it more profitable for me, and it's starting to work. But right now, I have to get that little back pay and then get some more stock in here with a little bit of the extra in order to keep things moving and everything. I've cut my payroll down considerably, basically to nothing right now except me, and that's it. So I'm still not making money, but I'm still selling. And
okay.
I'm still doing service work and things like that. Now I need to get to the point where I can actually make money, but in order to do that, I have to be able to get more product in here that I can get a little bit of a cushion for new products so that I can get a flow going with machinery and things like that. Right now, it's pretty much when the customer wants it, I order it, I get it in, I get a deposit on it, I pay for it, get it in, and then I make some money.
Okay.
I need to get to a point where I can afford to have stock in the back room and like it used to be 10 years ago when business was a lot better.
Of course.
You know, my business went from 750,000 to 200 and some thousand. So,
okay.
I mean, the market and the business style and type changed drastically. So I've eliminated a lot of it because I've gotten out of the fabric business and everything. I've cut my employees from originally 7 down to me and a little part-timer once in a while, and that's it. So that's, you know, what I'm trying to do, but in order to get it all straightened out, that's what I have to take care of. So
okay, yeah, and, well, definitely.
You know, and then I need a little help, but, you know, it's how much does the help cost? Like I say, I can save money by doing this rent thing, but until I get that all structured, it's going to be a while, and it's going to take money to do that. And I live in an older house. I don't have a mortgage. I have a home equity loan, but because I can't show profit for the last couple of years, they're not renewing my home equity loan, so that's an issue. Because if I could renew that, I have equity built up in the house,
yeah.
But I can't get it because the bank won't talk to me because they don't have a profit.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, it does sound like we'll be able to help you out. And it, really, just to get on the same page as you here, I thought this might be interesting for you to hear. I had a client last week, actually, that I was helping, and he was kind of along the same position. He needed a little extra capital to increase his inventory for the winter months coming up because it was one of his busier seasons. But that was his problem as well, is he had a little bit of rent problem with his landlord. So what we were able to actually do is we actually got him... I think it was $35K, and we were able to work with the landlord over here and actually get them their money that he was owed. And then I'm not too sure what that actually amounted to, but
right.
Long story short, we actually paid the landlord, squared all that away, and then we were able to get, I think it was like $12,000 or $15,000 on top of
right.
what we
and
paid
that's
him.
That's basically what I want to do. That's the same kind of thing I want to do. I think because... I've been off a lease with this property since the beginning of the year. So
oh, okay.
My lease ran out last year.
Yeah.
So it's been on a month to month, but basically because I'm paying last year's rates and then everything, I'm paying so much more a month into this thing. But because it's been so much, I haven't been doing the volume to stay current with everything, so that's why I got behind a little bit. I almost had it caught up completely, and then I got behind again. So that's the way it's been for the last couple of years. But at a $3,500 a month figure, it's tough to do. At an $1,100 a month figure, I can get that caught up pretty quick. So
substantial, yes.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I need to do. I need something to bridge that little gap so I can kick out of that old stuff, get to the new stuff. And I think if I came up to her and said, now listen, you know I've been paying this extra money. I haven't been able to use the whole place because basically I was cleaning out the back room thinking I was going to be out of there because I was going to stay up front.
Yeah.
When with that, all I did is spend all my time and all my extra money went into cleaning out the back room for storage and things like that. Well, now I had to stop doing that because now she said, well, you can go downstairs. Well, why move it out of there if I'm going to be going back in there? So it didn't make sense for me to continue. So I think I could negotiate the extra money that I've paid, and that's why I think I could probably get down to 20, probably around 20 or so, and get her all paid off if I had a lump sum payment to give her. Boom, here it is. You know, I was able to get this loan and do that. So I think I can change that part for me to the better. And then once I'm reestablished and everything with, see, they have to leave me up here in my store until they get the back room. They have to build a hallway and everything to get to it because they're basically making two stores out of one. Once they have all this taken care of, then they'll start that hallway. Well, until they do that hallway, I'm still in the same place anyway, but I don't want to pay the higher rent. I want to get down to the lower rent quicker. So
of course, yeah.
That's why I think I can negotiate. If I have the money in my pocket, I think I can negotiate and get that straightened out. So, you know, like I say, if the right company works with me, I think it could work to everybody's advantage. And like I say, it just depends on how things go. So, like I say, it sounds like you might be willing and we might be able to work something out, and that would be wonderful. So I guess I need to know, what do I go from here? That's all.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Well, just a couple more questions here, and then I'll explain the rundown to you. You did mention you're at $750,000 when everything was good per year, and so last year you pulled in around $250K, am I right?
It's a little under $250. It's probably somewhere between $2 and $250. I didn't do all the figures yet. I'm on an extension for my taxes because of getting other stuff straightened out. So
no worries. So
you know, I know it's around there, approximately.
Approximately, and that's perfectly fine to work with.
I could get those figures within the night, but you know that's not a problem.
Oh no, of course, yeah. And then the 20K. It sounds like you're looking to get hers, kind of what you would probably bare minimum absolutely need, and you're hoping for around 50K. Correct.
Well, it would be great if I could get 50, because that would. I have a couple other little bills. Like I say, I've been paying down all my bills. I owed everybody when I decided to downsize and everything. A lot of fabric companies and everything I owed money to. Now I really only have one or two that I still owe money. I'm on payment plans with them, but it takes some time.
Definitely. Like,
and I think that's probably about $5,000 total.
Okay.
So it's not that much. All the little ones, the, you know, 500 here, 800 there, 1,000 here, those I've all been paying down as I've been going through this year. Whenever I have a little extra, I pay off another one. So I've been able to do that, but there's still times like this week I needed two machines for customers, but in order to get the best price, I had to buy six. Well,
yeah.
I bought the six because I know I'll sell them. And actually, out of the, I think the two I sold already, one is picked up already, the other one's going to pick up probably tomorrow, and then out of the other four that are left, I think two of those are already sold. Now, they're not expensive machines, but at least it's something, and I'm selling something because I have stock.
Of course.
If you walk in the door and you don't have stock, it's tough to sell it.
Of course.
You know, I've been here long enough where people trust me and know me for a long time. They'll come in and just say, here, how much is this? And I'll tell them, and they said, okay, here, they hand me their charge card, and they said, call me when it's in.
Of course. Okay. And then, so I was going to mention, too, I know it sounds like sometimes, like, inventory might come across as a struggle way for you there. So, like, say, for instance, say we were able to get you this set up here to where we were able to get the your landlord the rent and maybe a little extra cash and on your 1 or 2 year term. But the cool thing is, if after that, if that all worked out, you'd be able to halfway through the term, so a year into it, say if we got your 2 year term, we'd possibly be able to get you a little bit more money. So what how the way that would work is you'd be able to call me up, say, hey, Kyle, listen, I have a really busy season time coming up right now where I'm selling a lot of machines, and you could go through the same thing over here, is get another like small capital loan to bridge you until you sell all of those, and then you'd be able to turn around once you sold them, you'd have a nice chunk of cash there. Right. And the cool thing
as long as that didn't double dip the interest.
No, what I was just going to say though.
There are places that double dip it all the time.
No, and that's what we try to avoid here, really.
Okay.
And like I was saying though, is we offer, instead of like some people will penalize you if you try to pay off your loan early because they're losing out on their interest. Well, here we actually give you a discount, so it makes sense. That's why there might be a little more expensive up front at first, just because you're paying for unsecured cash. Like we don't have you if you defaulted, we're out the money really. We can't come.
Right.
I mean, we could try to come hunt you down, but we both know the chances of that. And that's just to get you on the same page here. It has a tendency to be a little bit more expensive, not much, but just a tad than the secured loans.
Well, I had one other company, the last company I worked with out of Philly, that had a similar program.
Okay.
And signed up for it, and they told me ahead of time, even if you renegotiate it and add more to it and everything, you'll still get discounts and everything on your production.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came to it, to do it, they wouldn't give me the discount that they told me I was going to get because I was refinancing it with them. Well, it's their money. I said, what's the difference? You offered me the discount. You told me I could use you again, but it didn't work out. So I got burned really bad from this company. I ended up spending, like, I think 35% on this loan for, like, $15,000, and it cost me a fortune. And
oh, wow.
You were afraid of not paying it because of the way they did business. Who knows who was going to be knocking on the door looking for their money? So,
yeah,
you know,
of course.
And I've never been late on a loan payment. Everyone was always there, ACH. Any loan I've ever taken that way, they've always been there. Even now, I had a loan with the bank here that went to term and everything, and now I'm on a payback and everything. You know, and I started out there a year or two ago, I was at like $60,000 with them, and I'm down to about 44, 45 now, but that's just a monthly thing. They send me the bill, and it gets paid every month, and it's just the way I do it, you know, and, you know, you just have to, in order to survive, you have to do it little by little, but what hurts me with that one is I can't get it again like they used to be able to. They wouldn't reopen it again because I was dealing with a bank, and bank rules are a little bit different. So,
that's why.
And
yeah,
they're
okay.
Great at setting you up for the lines of credit and everything else, but then when it comes to 10 years down the road, they want their money back, and that's it. They don't want to renew anything. So that's one of the things that kind of is bad, but, you know, that's why guys like you are still around.
Exactly, and that's really, we understand it's harder for small and medium-sized businesses to work with the larger banks.
No,
the process
the
is long.
And nothing.
Exactly.
You know, I happen to be the wrong ethnic background and the wrong race, and I don't get loans from the banks and the government because they're giving them to everybody else.
Completely understandable.
It's amazing. I had people come in here looking for stuff. They don't speak English or anything, but yet they have a loan from the government. No problem.
Yeah, it's crazy how some of that works to me. I don't understand it myself sometimes,
well,
to be honest
with
you.
Well, and if you're in California, I mean, you see it there, definitely. I mean,
oh, all the time.
You have a lot of the Mexican population and everything there. Here it's Dominicans and everything, and you know, it's the way it is. It's government and the way things work. So
that's
you know,
the best way to put it right there.
That's the way it works.
Unfortunately, that is true, and I understand you there, and I believe we're both on the same page. So I'm glad I'm not the only one. All right, William. Well, here's what I think we should do. I know you want to check out our company and all, so I'm going to shoot you an email with a couple of links for you to click on, like the Better Business Bureau. We have an A-plus with them, and I'll shoot you our Google Plus account, too, so you can read some of the real customer reviews. Okay. And we have five stars over there, too.
You know, I research a little bit, not a whole lot, to be honest. I mean, as long as there's no glaring reviews that are so bad that why would you ever want to do business with this company?
of course.
You know, and that does happen, believe it or not. There are people that send you their reviews, and they're so bad you don't want to even talk to these people again, and they think, oh, well, you get a bad one once in a while, and that's it, so... Yeah, there's some unbelievable companies out there. So
yeah,
so
no,
if you could see that. I would definitely appreciate that. I'll tell you right now, I don't do anything fast. I do things slow. So, you know, don't worry if you don't hear from me for a while. I'll get back to you and everything and get the information to you. For some reason, it takes me 3 times longer than anybody else to get stuff together and everything else. So,
no worries.
I warn people ahead of time because sometimes, just the way I am, I get people that call me and call me and call me every day. Well, you got to get this done, got to get this done. The more that happens, the less I want to do it. So, because usually it means that throws a red light up to me that there's something wrong with this, you know, because they're pushing me to do it immediately and everything.
Gotcha.
So just, I try to let people know ahead of time, this is the way I am, and I'm not going to change at 62. So, you know, it's just going to be that way. So don't get frustrated with me because you don't hear from me for a while. When I get a hold of you, I definitely will get a hold of you. So my personal email is the easiest way to send it. It's docsew, D-O-C-S-E-W, because I'm in the sewing machine business,
yep.
And it's at hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. All right, and of course, I did want to say I do appreciate you letting me know that, and that you take your time, because I am one of those people who do like to, you know, follow up, make sure everything happens correctly and whatnot.
I mean, you're in the business where you have to make cold calls, you have to, you know, look for people all the time and everything. They're not coming to you just out of the blue because, you know, that's just not the way business works nowadays. The 4 pages of names that I have on a paper here from companies that call me all the time. And some, I mean, Warriors Capital has called me at least 15 or 20 times here. I have told them I'm not interested. I've threatened to turn them into lieutenant governor and everything else. And it's like they keep calling. And George has got to be the stupidest person in the world because I've talked to him I don't know how many times. And I told him outright, I said, George, you need to get out of this business because you're not good at it because you don't listen to anything I'm telling you. you know, it's just frustrating. And then if you try to find Warriors online, they're one of the ones that have these absolutely horrible reviews. Like, if you ever talk to them, just be prepared. You can't get rid of them. They're like a fly, and they just don't leave you alone. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that happens, unfortunately, with these companies. And, you know, those are the ones I stay away from anyway, because those are the ones that, you know, if they're going to annoy me like that all the time, then there's something wrong with them. So,
of course, yeah, and that's a good way to look at it too. Kind of put two and two together there.
You know, I've worked with Swift Capital. That was the first one I ever worked with, and to be honest, Swift wasn't bad. It's just they were a little high. That's all.
Okay.
You know, yeah. And but they worked with you. Plus, they don't have any longer term. It's always short term.
Gotcha. Yeah. No. Well, it does sound like we should be able to help you out over here. I would definitely like to run some numbers and get you an exact idea of what we can do. And of course, like I understand here, you know, take your time on everything and whatnot. So no problem there. What I will do though is just to get started to see what we could do. We only need you to fill out. It's a real simple process. Just a 1-page application. Okay. That way we can run your credit. And then we would need to take, since we're looking at capital, we need to take a look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements, just so we can see kind of where the money's coming and going.
Now,
and
when you need the bank, when you need the bank statements and that, do you need the canceled checks too?
No, I just need 6 months of banks. That's it.
Okay, because a lot of companies, want the canceled checks too, and to be honest, that to me is a waste because I'm printing pages and sending pages, and it's no reason for it. So, because they're all listed in the statement anyway. So, you know, yeah, I have to run right now. I just have somebody here, so I want to take care of them. And but if you can get that to me on the email, we'll take a look at it and see if we can do something.
Awesome. I sure will. I'll shoot you that list right now. And then I did just want to mention the last thing is just your most recent business tax return. I know you didn't do one for 2015, but if you since you have an extension, yeah, you could just send me 14.
And the extension too, yeah.
Yep, just so we could see the ownership breakdown in the company. You're 100%, so it shouldn't be a problem. Yep. And then your gross annual sales. So I'll shoot that email over to you, and I'll let you get back to it there, Will. Good chatting with you.
Okie doke, thanks.
All right, have a good one. Bye.